Football, known as soccer in some countries, operates under a comprehensive set of rules that ensure fair play and competitive balance. The beautiful game requires two teams of 11 players each to compete on a rectangular field. Understanding these rules is essential for players, coaches, and spectators alike. The primary objective is to score goals by getting the ball into the opposing team's net. Each team must respect the boundaries of the field, known as touch lines and goal lines. The duration of a standard match is 90 minutes, divided into two 45-minute halves. A referee and two assistant referees oversee the match to enforce rules and maintain order. The game begins with a kickoff from the center circle, with players in their respective halves. One of the most fundamental aspects of football is the offside rule, which prevents players from gaining an unfair attacking advantage. A player is considered offside when they are nearer to the opposing team's goal line than both the ball and the second-last opponent. This rule only applies when a player is actively involved in play or seeking to gain advantage. The offside position is judged at the moment the ball is played by a teammate. Assistant referees position themselves along the touchline to monitor potential offside situations. Understanding this rule requires careful observation and knowledge of player positioning. The offside rule does not apply during goal kicks, throw-ins, or corner kicks. Players must learn to time their runs carefully to avoid offside positions. This strategic element adds complexity to attacking plays. Fouls and misconduct form another crucial aspect of football's regulatory framework, with different levels of punishment for various infractions. Direct free kicks are awarded for serious fouls such as pushing, tripping, or handling the ball deliberately. Indirect free kicks result from less severe infractions like dangerous play or impeding an opponent. Yellow cards serve as warnings for unsportsmanlike conduct or repeated minor fouls. Red cards result in immediate ejection from the game for serious misconduct or violence. Players must maintain discipline to avoid accumulating cards throughout a season. The referee has discretion in interpreting the severity of fouls. Understanding the consequences of different infractions helps players adjust their style of play. Free kicks provide strategic opportunities for scoring or maintaining possession. Set pieces represent crucial moments in football matches, each with specific rules governing their execution and player positioning. Corner kicks are awarded when the defending team puts the ball over their own goal line. Throw-ins restart play when the ball crosses the touchline, requiring proper technique with both hands overhead. Goal kicks are taken when the attacking team sends the ball over the opponent's goal line. Penalty kicks result from fouls committed inside the penalty area, taken from 12 yards out. Players must observe proper distances during set pieces to avoid infractions. The strategic placement of players during set pieces can influence their effectiveness. Free kicks within shooting range often lead to scoring opportunities. These moments require careful coordination and understanding among teammates. Substitutions and timekeeping add another layer of strategic complexity to football matches, requiring careful management by teams. Most competitions allow 3 substitutions per team during a match to replace tired or injured players. The 4th official displays the substitution numbers and monitors added time for stoppages. Teams must make strategic decisions about when to utilize their substitutions effectively. Injury time compensates for significant delays during regular play periods. The referee has sole discretion in determining the amount of added time. Players leaving the field must do so at the nearest boundary line. Understanding substitution rules helps teams maintain competitive advantage throughout the match. Proper time management becomes crucial in close matches. Team formations and tactical positioning must comply with specific rules while allowing for strategic flexibility in different game situations. Teams can arrange their players in various formations as long as they maintain proper positioning. The goalkeeper is the only player permitted to handle the ball within their penalty area. Players must maintain appropriate distance during free kicks and other set pieces. Different positions on the field come with specific responsibilities and restrictions. Understanding positional rules helps teams maintain proper structure during play. Players must adapt their positioning based on game situations and opponent strategies. Tactical awareness involves understanding both offensive and defensive positioning requirements. The ability to maintain proper spacing enhances team performance. Ball control and possession rules influence how players interact with the ball and oppose their competitors. Players cannot use their hands or arms to control the ball during regular play. Shoulder-to-shoulder challenges are permitted when competing for possession of the ball. Excessive force or dangerous play results in fouls and potential disciplinary action. Understanding these rules helps players compete effectively while avoiding penalties. The referee monitors player conduct during challenges for the ball. Players must demonstrate control while making sliding tackles to avoid fouls. Proper technique in ball control reduces the risk of committing infractions. Mastering these aspects improves overall game performance and competitiveness. Referee signals and communication protocols help maintain order and clarity during matches for all participants. Officials use specific hand signals and whistle patterns to indicate different decisions. Players must understand and respect the referee's authority throughout the match. Understanding referee signals helps players respond appropriately to decisions. The captain serves as the primary communication link between team and officials. Assistant referees use flag signals to support the main referee's decisions. Players should know how to properly address officials during the game. Clear communication helps maintain the flow of the match. Respect for officials is a fundamental aspect of the sport.